The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Be'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea de esrim shana.
Gittin, Samat Vavim, and Beis, the Gemara says, Amr Rav Yemri Abar Abba, Shalchon de Rav L'Shmuel, Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Hashayla. Amr L'Shnayim, Kitbut Nu Ged L'Ishti. A man instructed two others to write and give a gift to his wife. V'amru L'Sofer V'Kasa V'Chat Muhein. Instead of doing it themselves, as they were instructed, they relayed the commission to write to a Sofer, and he wrote the gift. V'Chat Muhein, but they signed it. Mahu, what's the halach of such a gift? Shalach lehu teisiv adavar tzarach talmud. The woman has to get divorced from any new husband she may have married. For adavar tzarach talmud, it's not so clear. My adavar tzarach talmud, what's not clear about this? Ilema mishum zahavilu mili. Umasach kule mili mimtern l'shliach olam mimtern l'shliach. There's a problem with mili. The halacha is that if a husband gives an already written get to a shliach, and that shliach wants to give the get, hand it off to another shliach, that's not mili, that's fine. He has a physical get, he's transferring the get along with his commission to somebody else, that's fine. That's shliach or the shliach. Generally okay. However, if the shliach does not have a get, he's been instructed to write a get, so he has no tangible, concrete object, and he wants to pass along that intangible commission to somebody else, that's mili, words, an intangible commission. And there's a shiloh, the Gemara says, whether mili is mimsur and l'shliach or not. The Gemara says, there's no shiloh about that. The Amar Shmuel, at least Shmuel himself held, Amar Rebbe, Halacha Krib Yossi. The Halacha is in accordance with the view of Rebbe Yossi. The Amar Mili Lomim Tzorn L'Shliach. Mili is Lomim Tzorn L'Shliach. You can't relay a commission that doesn't have an accompanying tangible object. And therefore, in such a case, that the Halacha would be Teitzei, the get would not be good. There would be no Shaila at all. Tzatzah Choshen asked the Kasha. Even if, when these two people try to relay their commission, it doesn't work with Mili Lomim Tzorn L'Shliach, but we clearly know that the husband wants his get. He instructed them to write it, so he clearly wants the get. So even if, technically, their attempt to relay the shlichus doesn't work, why can't the sofer who wrote the get let him just do it because it's what the husband wants? So even if he hasn't been formally appointed as a shliach, what's wrong? Why can't a person step in and do what the husband wants even without a formal appointment as a shliach? So the Choshen says, you see from here, a yesod, that doesn't work. Just because someone wants something, unless he formally appoints someone as a shliach, this does not work. He cannot act on behalf of the person, even though the person has already expressed his opinion, his desire, that that's what he wants. This idea of the ktos, that you can't write a get based on a husband's preference without a formal appointment as a shliach, has major ramifications. The last century or two, there have been a number of famous, controversial cases about batei din that wanted to write a get on behalf of a husband without a proper appointment as a shliach. For example, in the 1920s, Rav Eliyahu Kalatkin, in a series of tshuvas, suggested that Beis Din would be able to write a get for husbands who weren't around, who hadn't expressed a preference at all, who were lost, or who had expressed a preference but hadn't formally appointed a shliach. Rav Kalatkin repeatedly suggested that the Beis Din could, as long as it's clear that the husband would want to write a get, that we think he should write a get, and he probably would want to write a get, he needs to write a get, he expressed some desire for a get. In these various cases, Rav Kalatkin said, the Beis Din can on its own authorize the writing of a get, not necessarily halacha l'maisa, but as a tziruf, as a sniff with other heterim. He proposed this idea. Similarly, in the 1950s, there was a major controversy in Eretz Yisrael. There was a shliach in Haifa. Husbands from all over the world whose wives resided in Haifa had written gittin and had sent the gittin to Eretz Yisrael. They had remotely appointed a certain specific person in Haifa to be their shliach, to give their various gittin to their wives in Haifa. This shliach had died, and normally he would have appointed another shliach in his stead. He was authorized to do so. We always authorize the shliach to make other shluchim. But this shliach died without having appointed anyone in his stead. The question arose, could the Beis Din in Haifa appoint somebody else? The same logic. The husband clearly wants to give the get. Why, he doesn't really care if it's this guy or another guy. He wants to get, so even without a formal appointment of shlichus. In that case, there was a formal appointment, but that guy was dead. So the new guy Beis Din wants to appoint will act in his stead. He doesn't have a formal appointment of shlichus, but the husband clearly wants it. This was a major controversy. Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Herzog all weighed in on this. And then more recently, Just a few months ago, there was a controversial case in Eretz Yisrael. There was a man in a persistent vegetative state. He wasn't functional for a long time. A Beis Din in Tzfat authorized the writing of a get on behalf of the husband. And the fundamental idea, one of the fundamental ideas, was this idea of zechiyah, that since it's a tzchus for him, he doesn't get anything out of the marriage anymore. Even though he hasn't formally made any shliach, the Beis Din can appoint a shliach to write and give the get on his behalf. Now, there are many different issues that get involved here. There are technical issues. How do we know it's a tzchus? What makes it a tzchus? Even if he expressed his desire for a get, maybe he changed his mind. We're not going to focus on these ancillary questions. In this lecture, we're going to focus on the primary underlying question. In principle, at least, in principle, in theory, can someone write and give a get on behalf of a husband if the husband hasn't formally designated him as a shliach? The Tosafot Choshen says no, and he brings a raya from this Gemara. Even though the husband clearly wants a get, insofar as there is a technical problem of mili, a technical violation of the rules of shlichus, nobody else can write a get on behalf of the husband, and the halacha is teitzei. Now, in order to understand the sheets of the Ktos and whether it's accepted or not, we have to consider the rest of the Ktos' argument. The Ktos himself acknowledges that there is a ruling of the Rosh, which is accepted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh says in Hilchot Kedushin, if a man expresses his interest in a certain woman, he says, I would like to marry this woman, and someone else, the Shadchan, or even a third party, according to some posts, can get up on his own as a good Samaritan and offer Kedushin to the woman on behalf of the Chassan, the would-be Chassan, that works, Zachin Ladin Shlobafanov, that even without a formal appointment of Shlichus, he can act on behalf of the man and be Mekadish the woman to him. So the Ktos says, why is that different? I'm telling you, you can't do that for a get. Why can you do it for Kedushin? So the Ktos says, we have a famous rule, Zachin Ladin Shlobafanov. When something is a tchus, even without a formal appointment of Shlichus, someone can act and do that tchus for the other person. That only works for Kedushin and not Gittin. Why? What's the difference? In the case where it is a tchus for the husband, he's expressed his desire for a get, why shouldn't that be as much of a tchus as for Kedushin? The Ktos refers to a famous Ktos of his, which he discusses earlier. This Ktos is in Shinpei Bei, the earlier Ktos is in Reish from Gimel. The Ktos says that he brings a Truma Tadeshen, Ramah passing like a Truma Tadeshen, that a case where a woman had dough, and challah needed to be taken off. So the Trumas Hadeshin says the bread was going to rise and it was going to be too late, possibly. So the Shifcha, the Meshareses, the servant, she can go ahead and take challah from the dough. Zachin Ladim Shalobafana. That's the Trumas Hadeshin. That's what the Ramah paskins. The Ktos says he thinks, in spite of the authority of the Ramah and the Trumas Hadeshin, he thinks it's not necessarily the halacha. He brings Rishonim, Tosfos, and the Rashba, who say, regarding Truma or challah, if a person wants to take from his own dough, his own tvuah, to fix someone else's tvuah, I'll take a little bit of my own dough to masakin your isa, that's fine. That's zachalim shlobafana. But if I want to take from your own dough, take a piece of your own dough, your dough to make challah, that I can't do. You don't say zachalim shlobafana. I want to take from your tvuah to make truma, even if it's a tzchus. Even if objectively we recognize that it's a tzchus, you can't do that. Zachin lada means I can give you something from mine. I can take my dough, or my tvuah, and make it truma, and make it challah for you, but I can't take your dough, I can't take your tvuah, and make it challah for you, that's not zachin. Even if it's objectively something which is a tchus, zachin means I can give you something, it doesn't mean I can do arbitrary things for you, even if those things are a tchus. When it comes to Kedushin, the Ktos says, I'm giving you the woman, I'm giving you an isha, that's zachin shlobafana. When it comes to Gittin, it might be a tchus, but I'm not giving you anything, I'm taking the get, and giving it to the isha, and I'm separating the isha from you. That's not zachin. Even if it's objectively a chus, zachin ladam doesn't apply there. You need actual shlichus. Without shlichus, it doesn't work. And therefore, that is the conclusion of the ktos, that gittin, along with various other things, like taking off truma from someone's own tvuah, or challah from someone's own dough, that does not work. So even if it's objectively a chus, we know that he wants it. It's objectively a chus. It doesn't matter. Zachin ladam wasn't said in such cases. So according to the ktos, all those cases we mentioned, the shliach of Haifa, Rav Talaskin Teterim, the PBS case, don't get the first base. Unless you have a formal meaning of shlichus in the context of Gittin, the principle of Zechiyah does not apply. The one other authority who takes the same position as the Ktos, the famous support of the Ktos, is from the Merkavos HaMishnah. The Merkavos HaMishnah was writing in the context of a major rabbinic controversy of two and a half centuries ago. The halacha is that if a man's wife becomes a shota, becomes mentally disabled, So we allow him to remarry with a heter me'er rabbanim. We give the 100 rabbanim sign, we give him a heter to remarry. There is, however, an old custom going back at least 400 years to the time of the Bach. Even if we give a heter me'er rabbanim, we only do so on the condition that he has to be mashlish ksuva, he has to put money aside for the ksuva, but also he has to write a get and put the get also in addition to the ksuva in escrow with the shliach. He writes the woman a get. He can't give her the get now. The halacha is that you can't execute a get for a woman who's a shota. That's even derived in certain cases. You can't do such a get. What you could do, the minhag was, is to write the get, put it in escrow in the hands of a shliach, and if the woman ever recovers from her being a shota, the shliach will then go ahead and give the get to the isha. And the minhag was, this is what they used to do, and the minhag was, in the case where they did actually recover, the shliach would give the get, the woman would remarry based on this get, she would raise a new family, have children, children were tasher, not mamzerim, that was the custom for hundreds of years. So beginning about 200 years ago, 250 years ago, some of the Gedolei Achronim raised a major issue. Now, Yehuda talks about this, and recovers the Mishnah. The Chachmei Lisa, the Av Beis Din of Lisa, and other sages of Lisa had a major objection. There is a major halachic rule, at least according to many poskim, that anything that a person can't do himself, he's unable to make a shliach to do that thing. Therefore, they ask, since a husband cannot give a get to a woman who's a shota, he can't make a shliach to give a get to a woman who's a shota. So how does it work to take the get and put it in the hands of the shliach? Such shlichus is not valid. It doesn't work. And how can the shliach give the get to the woman later? If he makes him a shliach again later, fine. Without a new appointment from the husband after she recovers, how can he operate based on his initial commission and give her the get? You can't make a shliach to do something that you can't do yourself. So these achronim held the entire minhag is wrong, even though it's sort of being motilagal and rishonim. It doesn't work. A woman can't get married based on such a get. Males are not even appointed in writing such a get, maybe. So these achronim, the Chachmei Lisa felt the whole minhag doesn't make sense. It violates fundamental rules of shlichus. So the great holdout at that time, the Mirkavos Mishnah says, was the Gaon of Krachin. The Gaon of Krachin had numerous arguments for why the minhag was valid, why the get was good, the shlichus was good. One of his arguments was the chiyah. Even if the shlichus technically doesn't work, just like immediately, it doesn't work. But we clearly see the husband wants to give the get, first of all, because he said so, he's willing to make the shliach, he shows he wants the get. Second, he needs the get to go through as soon as possible to avoid the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom against bigamy, against marrying two women, so it's absolutely incontrovertibly a chus. Therefore, the Gaon of Krachin said, even if the shlichus itself is not valid, the shliach can give the get, nevertheless, mitar zechiah. So he felt, not like the he felt zechiah is applicable with regard to gittin. Mekevitz Mishnah himself says this is an absolute toast, this is completely incorrect. He basically takes a position similar to the ktos. He says a famous phrase, he says, Zachin le'adam amrinan, you can be zachin something for somebody, you can give something to someone, Zachin me'adam lo amrinan, lo shamanu, we never find that you can be zachin to take something away from someone, to take the get away from the husband and give it to the isha, take the isha away from him perhaps. So Mekevitz Mishnah says it's a toast. You cannot justify such a shlichus based on zechiah. He has other reasons why the shlichus might be okay, but zechiah does not apply. Like the ktos, which Lachanan says, and others say that the Mekevitz Mishnah Shita is basically that of the ktos, that the category of zechiah is inapplicable with regard to gerushin. Although the ktos, though, and the Mekevitz Mishnah takes this position, many achronim disagree, and it seems, perhaps, that this is actually the minority view. It seems that the consensus of the halakhic tradition is not like the Ktos, not like the Merkavos and Mishnah, but rather like the Gaon of Krachin, that Zechiah does work with regard to Gittin. The Chasam Sofer, for example, the Chasam Sofer was also talking about the same problem that had to justify this minhag of writing a get for a shota and putting it in the hands of a shliach. How does this work? So he has a lengthy discussion in which he basically concludes that the Gaon of Krachin is right. He has proofs to this, he says. It is a chus, and it works b'tar Zechiah. That's Pshat on the Minhag, he says. Since it's a chos, there's no problem. Dvarim Brurim, he says. Brings Rayas. One of his Rayas is, he says, the halacha is that halacha ravachas, he says, common practice, standard halacha is, accepted halacha is, that we sell the chametz of someone who hasn't properly appointed someone to sell a chametz. We'll do it anyway, b'shach hamishas, when it gets close to the Zman Isser, we'll do it anyway because it's a chos. If nobody sells the chametz, it becomes usher. He takes a tremendous loss, possibly. So it's a chos. So we sell the chametz on behalf of him, because even though it's Zachin May Adam, we're taking his chametz away from him, if we're not giving him something, it doesn't matter. Since it's a chutz, the Chasam Sofer says, we pass him like the Gaon of Krachin, Zachin applies even in this case, and therefore Zachin applies in the context of Gittin too. And several of the major tshuvas on the sugya actually come up in the context of Mechiras Chametz. Abinezer, Ritzal Chanan, and his Bar Yitzchak both talk about cases where somebody didn't sell a chametz properly. The case of Bar Yitzchak was simply he didn't sell a chametz at all. The Rav wanted to sell chametz on his behalf. Ritzal Chanan has a major tshuva arguing that this might be okay, and one of his main theses is that the halacha is not like Tiktos. He says there are riots from Rishonim, there are riots from Kadmonim, not like Tiktos. The halacha is that we do say Zachin La'adam even when it's taking something away from someone, even when, like the cases of Challah. And so that's the Chasam Sofer. That's a bit of Elchanan. That's obviously the assumption of Rav Kalafkin and others who are willing to apply Zechiah in the case of Gittin. And going down to the case of the Shliach of Haifa, Rav Yashiv, who had a tshuva on this topic, Rav Yashiv went back and forth, had a number of different issues on the ancillary questions, is it a tchus or not, all kinds of other questions. But regards to the fundamental, theoretical, underlying principle, can we do a get? Can we appoint a shliach via Zechiah? So he says, on the one hand, the Ktos does say he has Rishonim who disagree with the Trumas Hadeshen and say that any time you're taking something away from someone, anytime you're not just giving something to someone, you don't say Zechiah. Rabbi Yashiv says, that's nice. However, he says, the Ramah Paskins like the Trumas Hadeshen, that we do say Zechiah. The Taz Paskins like the Ramah. The Chasam Sofer Paskins that way, that even in the context of Gittin, he says, you're allowed to do a get like this. Ritzal Chanan says, in the Bar Yitzchak, that many Rishonim hold like this. Says Rabbi Yashiv, that the Makom Igun, at least, in the case of Igun, where there's no other good solution, Yesh Lismachalam Makom Igun, the Iker Adin Lehalacha, at least the Makom Igun, follows the Chasam Sofer and the Gaon of Krashen, and Ritzal Chanan, that we're able to do a get for someone who was Megal Adas, who we know it's his chus, even if there is no proper formal appointment of Shlichus. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who also has a tshuva on the case of the Shliach of Haifa, he has a number of pikpukim back and forth. One of his issues was he wanted to suggest another reason why Zechiah shouldn't work for Gittin. He says that there's a famous machlokes Rishonim, whether Zechiah is mitam shlichus or not mitam shlichus. Whether Zechiah is a form of shlichus without a formal appointment, but it works as a variation of shlichus, or whether Zechiah is an entirely new process, the Torah said. You can give somebody property via Zechiah, nothing to do with shlichus. Ritzal Chanan says, if Zechiah is mitam shlichus, then it makes sense that it would work for get, as long as you accept that, as long as we reject the limitation of Zachin La'adam versus Zachin Me'adam, then fine, then Zechiah is a form of Shlichus, it works even Zachin Me'adam, so it can work for a get. If, however, we say that Zechiah is not Shlichus, Zechiah just means I can give you property via Zechiah, or even take away property if you say Zachin Me'adam, but that's it, it's limited to Kinyanim. Get needs much more than raw Kinyan. The halacha is, if the husband tells the wife, the get is on the desk, pick it up, take it up, take it, that doesn't work. That's called tli gizik melegabai karka. You need a mice in the sina. The husband has to actually give the get to her. It's not enough that she's kona. Regular kinyan, you don't have to give it to her. As long as she picks it up, she's kona. But for get, you need a nesina. Tli gizik does not work. Says the Shlomo Zalman, so who says the chiyah can do that? If the chiyah is mitam shlichus, it can do whatever shlichus does. When shlichus works, the chiyah works too. If the chiyah is just a form of kinyan, who said it works for the nesina? But again, Rav Shlomo Zalman here is an outlier. He has to concede that the Chasam Sofer and the Gaon of Krashen and the other Gedolei Achronim who felt that the Chiyah could work for a get, obviously they were not concerned with this problem either. There is, however, one other major limitation on the idea of the Chiyah, and for that we have to return to the Ktos HaChoshim's Raya from Aragamar. The Ktos's Raya was when the husband told two people to write a get, and they passed it off to the Sofer, it doesn't work. The Ktos asked, why isn't it the Chiyah? The Ktos says you can't do Zechiah for a get. According to all these other Achronim, Chasam Sofer, the Gaon of Krashen, Rabbi Yashar, Ritzal Chanan, that say that in principle you could do, at least in principle you could do Zechiah to make a get work, so why doesn't it work in our Gemara? So one of the major chilukim that Achronim bring, Ritzal Chanan, the Kanaran, or Aaron Walken, and others say, is that there's a major, difference between writing a get and giving a get. When it comes to giving a get, that's fine. Zechiah works. Like the Chasam Sofer said, no problem. Zechiah works. However, when it comes to writing a get, that's a much more complicated question. That's a much more problematic affair. There is a svar in the Rishonim, the Ktos himself acknowledges that get needs lishma, get has to be written lishma. And there is a sheet in the Rishonim that it's not enough for the Sofer personally to think, I am writing this get lishma. In order for a get to be considered lishma, he has to actually have heard the instructions of the husband. And our sugya gets in here, the Gemara talks about Omer Imru, where the husband tells shluchim, I'm making you shluchim to go appoint somebody else, or he appoints the second shliach remotely. Even that doesn't work according to some shitas. So the Rishonim ask, why not? Why can't the husband make a remote appointment? If the husband says, I hereby appoint remotely Reuven in another city, that doesn't work. Why not? In the rest of Kol Torah Kula B'chara that works. Why shouldn't it work for Gittin? Some Rishonim say, the problem is it's not Lishma. Again, has the requirement of Lishma. Anytime the remote shliach hasn't directly heard the instructions of the husband, then that's considered not Lishma. So according to that, the Achronim say, when it comes to writing a get, Zechiah can be like shlichus, that's true. But so, if it's a shliach who never heard anything from the husband, so he can't write the get won't be considered Lishma. So himself seems to think that Zechiah would be valid as shlichus. It would be considered they heard from the husband. Other Achronim say, why would that be? Even shlichus doesn't work. If you remotely appoint somebody a shliach, he's a real shliach. It still doesn't work because he hasn't heard from the husband, according to some Rishonim at least. So it's not clear why Zechiah would be any better. But in any event, many Rishonim make this point that even if we allow Zechiah to work for the Nesinas Aget, to give a get that's already been written, Zechiah will not work for Ksivas Aget because Ksivas Aget has to be Lishma, and according to some Rishonim, we don't attain Lishma unless the sofer, the person writing the get, has heard instructions directly from the husband. So in summary, we have several shitas. The Ktos and the Merkavos and Mishnah say Zechiah is completely inapplicable to get. They would seem to hold not for Ksiva, not for Nesina, because to use the language of the Merkavos and Mishnah, Zochin Lea Dem Amrinan, Zochin Mea Dem Lo Amrinan, Zechiah simply doesn't apply except for the specific case where we're giving something to somebody. It doesn't work for more general cases like Gittin. Many other Achronim, the Gaon of Kratzin, the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, Rabbi Yashuv, hold that at least in principle, Zechiah does work for Gittin. Nevertheless, they have an additional concern about the Ksiva. Many poskim say that for the Ksiva it doesn't work. Since Ksiva needs Lishma, and Lishma, according to some shitas, needs that the sofer hear the instructions of the husband, Zechiah can't do that. In the case of Zechiah, the person writing the get, hasn't heard the husband's instructions to go write the get.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.